The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E-Energy, E-A-A-S. His ticker there. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin.
And you've just released your 6 months, ended the 31st December results, interims, of course, some good chunky upgrades here in the double-digit growth areas. We'll get into that in a bit, and the operationally we look at it as well. But before we do, Harvey, for people maybe not familiar with E-Energy, just explain what the business is about, if you could.
Sure. So, look, E-Energy is a leading digital energy services company. What that means is we are helping empower our customers to achieve net zero without the need for them investing their own capital. So we're looking to decarbonize their businesses and get them to clean energy and get them on the energy transition profitably as quickly as possible.
Yeah, massive area, growth area. Okay, so we'll tackle the financial highlights here. Let's look at some of the figures if we could, and then we'll go to operational. So if you could, give us a headline overview of the financial highlights, Harvey.
I'd be delighted to. So, look, we've had a really great 6 months in what's been a fairly turbulent and challenging energy market. Revenue growth up 42% to 9.6 million. Probably quite excitingly, our forward contracted revenues is up over 200% to 18.3 million. So that's showing really good reoccurring revenues with a stable and very sticky customer base. As you know, we work with over 1,800 contracted customers where we manage over £1.3 billion worth of their energy needs. Mm-hmm. Margins also up quite significantly in the energy management business, up 1,400 basis points, and also margins up materially in the energy efficiency business, up 440 basis points. So, yeah, overall, a really good half year and really good prospects for the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's look at the some of the operations that's powering that. How is the acquisitions and integrations going?
Really good. So if you recall, we've done four acquisitions now in the last, 18 months. We've integrated both the Beyond and the Utility Team business very successfully. Mm-hmm. They're both now working and operating as one single team under central leadership from our managing director of that division that came from Utility Team, a gentleman called Delvin Lane, 25 years in energy management and the energy markets experience. So we've done a lot of work on the Beyond business in the 12 months of ownership. We've fundamentally leverage their technology platform, where we've seen huge efficiencies in the business that gave us the platform to integrate with Utility Team. We've increased our contract length with our Beyond customers as a result of the combined service. So that's been quite a lot of value add in there. And both businesses are trading above our expectations. So we're really pleased, very pleased indeed.
Yeah, yeah. And pretty much every day on the news, we're seeing stories about energy prices. What does it mean? What are these for you? What are higher energy prices? How does that translate for you?
Yeah, look, so it's a really complex market at the moment. Obviously, with the with Europe's dependent on Russian gas, there's been a huge an unprecedented sort of market volatility. So what has that done is effectively it's increased our customers, awareness of the impact of increasing energy prices on their bottom line. So there's been an inflection point where our customers have responded, almost in a tenfold like-for-like basis, looking for energy reduction solutions. It's no longer about can they buy cleaner energy more cheaply through our platform, which is obviously one of the key services we offer, which is that open, transparent, market platform for procurement. But actually, it's around how can they reduce their energy consumption? How can they have net zero, get them to profitability and reduce their energy spend?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we just said there that, the H1 is going very well, and you've got a record contracted forward revenues. But how has the second half started?
Look, really good. I mean, the interest in our solar business, we launched eSolar over the last few months, and we secured our first big contract in December. But since the beginning of the year, I have to say the renewable side of our business has probably the fastest growing if you like, part of the group. Mm. And whilst that hasn't necessarily reflected in revenue yet, the pipeline of solar projects has risen almost exponentially. And so we're seeing huge appetite for funded solar solutions through our existing customer base. We've also seen explosive growth in the need for, granular energy insights. So our MyZero cloud-based smart metering platform, which we've effectively secured through an investment and where we now have a majority stake, the key function of that platform is to allow customers to see where they're wasting energy, so they can see granularly where in their buildings their energy consumption is being used, and where, more importantly, there is opportunities to reduce wastage. And that has been positioned as a subscription model to our clients, and the uptake has been phenomenal. I mean, from a standing start, having launched the proposition in Q4, we've seen, $500,000 of total contract value, nearly 400 meters under contract, and so that's got real signs of a scalable, fast growth business.
Yeah. And are you still actively looking for acquisitions?
We've definitely been in a period of bedding in over the last 6 months, and very conscious about creating a stable platform and making sure that we're delivering on those key performance indicators. That said, we're really excited about the renewable sector, and we're actively looking and considering how we might be able to deliver sort of significant shareholder value by finding a strategic acquisition in that space. I think carefully selected, very strategically aligned businesses in a growth market such as solar is something we're looking at quite seriously over the coming months.
And tell us about your stake in MyZero. I know you increased it in October. And also, if you could explain for people not familiar, what that part of the business does, if you could, Harvey.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, not many people know this, but a third of business consumed by businesses is wasted. Okay. And so one of the key philosophies of e-energy is helping our customers tackle energy wastage. And you can't tackle energy wastage unless you can visualize where in your buildings, right down to the individual circuits, you're actually consuming that energy. So think of it, if you like an itemized energy bill versus just a main bill where you can't see behind that main incoming meter. And so what MyZero does is allows that visualization to either sophisticated or non-sophisticated users, whether that's a managing director or whether it's an energy manager, to see in their buildings at detail and then measure savings against it or take zero cost actions against how they might be able to manage their buildings better. So that's effectively what the product and platform does. We own the technology. It's both hardware and software. We've launched it as a SaaS model, so selling data as a service, where we own and operate the meters on long-term contracts. And we've got a really exciting business plan over the next 5 years where we expect to deploy 20,000 of these meters. And the goal is where we can start to see over the next 5 years building up to significant 5 million plus annual recurring revenues in that sector alone, just for subscriptions. So it's a really big focus, but it also helps enable traction in our energy efficiency business, because when we include our smart metering platform through subscription as part of either light as a service or whether it's through other energy efficiency measures, we can link performance to that contract, which gives customers a lot more comfort about making decisions more quickly because they see us being accountable to the savings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, excellent stuff. Harvey, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing here, but are not yet following the story, if you could please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add e-energy to their watch list, please.
Sure. So e-energy is all about limiting energy wastage and making net zero profitable for our customers. We do four things, and that's transition our customers to the lowest cost clean energy. Two, we help them tackle energy waste. Three, we help them reduce their energy consumption through energy efficiency measures without upfront cost. And four, we're enabling them to generate their own energy on site and move to an EV charging infrastructure.
Excellent stuff. Harvey, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. Cheers, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.